Joining me now is Todd Binsman. He has a brand new article out tonight, and it is titled over at CIS.org, Mexico in Chaos After First Month of Biden's CBP 1 Work Permit Giveaway Program. Todd, thank you for joining us on this special coverage tonight of Biden's second State of the Union address. Thank you for sending me this article you wrote today. Tell our audience about it, and what do you anticipate hearing from Joe Biden on the border crisis, if anything?
Well, I won't be at all surprised to hear the president claim gigantic, incredible success at controlling the border, probably citing a decline in the apprehensions of illegal immigrants coming between ports of entry. It looks like they may claim that it's down by 40% this month over last month. And I think I've gone on to your show a couple of times already explaining why that is an absolute fabrication and a kind of a Houdini-like trick. It's an accounting cheat. What's actually happening is, as I've mentioned before, is that the new program just rechannels illegal people who were going to cross illegally back into Mexico, where they're given a legal permit. And I put that in big air quotes, legal, because it's not legal what they're doing, and then walking them through the ports of entry so that they don't get counted on the illegal entry rolls. And that way he can say, look how far that number has declined, that terrible number that's been bedeviling me ever since I opened the border. Just as many people will be coming through that border through the new route as would have entered illegally through the other route, the other way. They will be pouring into American cities just like before. They will cost us an arm and a leg just like before. They're all going on the public welfare rolls just like before. The only difference is that you can't see it, and he can claim a political success. We'll see if he tries that tonight, but I fully anticipate that he will. I can pause there and
you keep going. You keep going.
Okay. The other thing that he very likely will not mention about the new border program that he's got in place, this kind of fraudulent, fake accounting scheme that they're doing, moving immigrants from this column over to this column, is that you won't hear about what this whole scheme has done to Mexico. Because no U.S. news outlet has reported it. But I did today. I've been scouring Spanish language media about conditions inside Mexico with regard to this new program. And what I found was pretty remarkable. Mexico is absolutely reeling under crowds and crowds of people that are pouring in to get at this new program. Because it's irresistible. They're giving away two-year work permits and free passage right through a port of entry where you don't have to pay the cartels. Everybody gets in, but the one drawback to it is that so many people want in. It's like, you know, going to Disneyland and nobody gets a fast pass. You have to wait in those long lines for your five-minute roller coaster ride. That's what's happening in Mexico. And so throngs and throngs of foreign nationals are just pouring into Mexico to try to get at the ports where they can get let in under this new program. And it's causing a lot of pain and suffering among the recipients of this thing. People are literally dying. Children are dying. People are suffering. They're sleeping in the streets. They are relieving themselves everywhere, in city after city after city, from south to north. And the Mexican people are rebelling. They are demanding federal, state, municipal interventions. Get these people out of here right now. And so there's a lot of pain and suffering on the Mexican government right now, whose cooperation is absolutely mandatory if this thing is going to work. And so I'm anticipating maybe the Mexican government's not going to be down for this for that long, on the one hand. And on the other hand, the immigrants, the system is collapsing under their weight, and they don't have to wait for this thing if they don't want. They could just peel off and run for the border. And I think that we'll start to see a lot of runners and gotaways, a big hike just because of the misery index in Mexico, which you will read nowhere else except for in that article that you just showed right there. Nobody's reporting on what this has caused to Mexico.
Absolutely. One of the guys in the control room, will you hand me Todd Bensman's brand new book sitting off here on that piano bench over there? I want to show that to the audience. He graciously sent me a copy of his brand new book, Overrun. There it is. That's it. Can you read? There you go. You got it. And Overrun, thank you, Thomas,
All
How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. There it is, folks. Look at that. This is a great book. You need to get your own copy. It comes out this month, February 21st, my anniversary and his wife and his daughter's birthday, February 21st. So get your own copy of Overrun, How Joe Biden Unleashed the Greatest Border Crisis in U.S. History. Let me go to a, thank you for bringing that to me, Thomas. Let me go to a quick clip. Well, let's see what the Homeland Secretary says about 1.1 million gotaways. Do they know where they are?
Some of the criticism includes, for example, the 600,000 plus getaways, folks who came into this country and did not go through the process of requesting asylum. So do you know where they are and who they are, the people that don't get, don't request asylum when they arrive here?
So for the first time since 2011, the President of the United States presented a budget successfully that increased the number of Border Patrol agents. For the first time this year, we have 300 more Border Patrol agent eligibility positions than we did in the past. We are making tremendous strides. We are devoting tremendous resources to enhance our border security, and we will keep at it.
Do you know where they are and who they are?
So, gotaways have been a challenge from year to year, regardless of the administration. Whether it's more than a million in the early part of this department's administration, or it's hundreds of thousands over the ensuing years. But what we are doing is we are dedicating people, physical assets, and an increasing reliance and use of innovative technology to enhance our visibility and our interdiction capability.
So he has no idea where they are. He was asked twice. He has no idea where they are, does he? He has no idea, does he, Todd?
Well, the bigger omission there is, you know, he's talking about we've hired 300 more Border Patrol agents, but gotaways are in the interior, man. They're past jurisdiction for the Border Patrol. The question is, what is he doing with ICE to go and arrest them, to track them down and arrest them? And the answer is nothing. They've abolished ICE. There is no deportation from the interior. ICE agents, ERO, enforcement and removal operations officers are nowhere to be seen. They're all chained to their desks and have been for 2+ years. And that's really what the issue is. The reason that you have so many gotaways and runners is because they know once they get past the 100-mile mark, the Border Patrol jurisdiction under this administration, they will never, ever be tracked down and removed. The number of people, criminal aliens and non-criminal aliens that just have lawful removal orders from a court on them is like, you know, 1.7 million or something, that many people. And the number of arrests and deportations since this administration got in of those people has plummeted by like 90%. They're literally not arresting and removing anyone from the interior, even the most hardened homicidal child molesting maniacs.
And there he is right there. There's the DHS director we were just showing the clip of. They just showed him shaking hands with members of Congress. Todd, before we let you go, what I asked the last guest, Colonel Mills, what is the state of the nation tonight? If you were giving this address to Congress and the American people, what would you say is the state of our union tonight?
Well, I mean, it just depends on, you know, what you're talking about. On the border, we're in utter crisis. I mean, that's what I do. My expertise is in border security and immigration. And We're in absolutely untrammeled, first time ever, unprecedented territory on the numbers of people coming through, the numbers that are allowed to stay, the kinds of people coming from, you know, multitudes of different kinds of countries, the number of terrorists. We've broken every single record on that. I mean, it's a complete catastrophe.
So basically, and the subtitle of your book, The State of Our Union, is we are experiencing the greatest border crisis in U.S. history. That's what you would have to say. That's what I'm hearing. How about the update?
Right.
How about this update real quick from Town Hall on your article, the New York Post, related to the Iranian found in the trunk of a car? What's the latest you have? Because it seems like they said he wasn't on a watch list, but now we're not so sure. Fox News update is reporting on Wednesday to state that a DHS official told the network that the Iranian illegal immigrant captured in the human smuggling bust was determined not to be a match with the FBI's terror watch list, a partial contradiction or contraction of the FBI's earlier refusal to confirm anyone's status on the watch list, despite the name and date of birth reportedly being initially flagged as a match. So we got a contradiction here.
Yeah, I'm not clear what I didn't get that update, but I'll tell you this. Iranians in the trunk of smuggling vehicles at the border is never, ever a good thing. So whether he's on the watch list or not, we can't have people from Iran or Lebanon or anywhere in the Middle East crossing through and becoming runners and gotaways into the interior, because the Iranian government wants American blood, and they want it badly for the 2020 drone strike of General Soleimani of the Al-Quds force and the IRGC General Trump, President Trump, had him neutralized, shall we say. And that was a very happy moment for the world when that happened, for most of the world. But they want American blood to this day, and they intend to get it. So we can't be having unknown, strange Iranian 30-year-olds sneaking into the country.
Yeah, and trunks of cars. You said he could just walk across the border like everybody else and say, where's my bus ticket? Where's my plane ticket? Where's my hotel? Where's my food? So the fact he didn't want to be found tells you he's up to something nefarious, right?
He's got something to hide, as far as I mean. That's my first brush on that one.
Overrun how Joe Biden unleashed the greatest border crisis in U.S. history.
Right.
Available
and
now.
I do have an update in that book. There's a chapter called Terrorists in the Wire. And there's another chapter called Of Strangers, Spies, and Warlords. And it's all about the country's exposure at the southern border to all of those kinds of people coming in, with case studies and examples of what I'm talking about. It's an update in a way to my first book, America's Covert Border War, which is all about the jihadis coming in over that border.
Get it, folks. ToddBensman.com. You can order that and his other book. ToddBensman.com or at Amazon. ToddBensman.org. Is it? ToddBensman.org.
.com.
ToddBensman.org and CIS.org. There you go.
Yeah, CIS.org.
ToddBensman.com to order the book. Thank you, Todd, for being with us tonight.
Thank you for having me. I'm going to go watch this thing.
Yeah, absolutely.